It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, very kindly, Tim Hester.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Hester.
I just heard Ben talking about the Fields performance. He said he played great, and I quote, he said, you know, was it an A-plus performance? No, but he did everything they needed to win, made plays with his legs, made a couple big plays down the field.
Yes, I have it.
Wow.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
All in all, you asked a guy not to lose the game and to do enough to win the game. He did that. He got us into field goal range when he needed to. He made the plays at the end of the half. He threw the ball to George down the field when he needed to. He extended plays with his legs when he needed to. I thought, all in all, he did enough to win that game, and I thought he did a great job. Did he A-plus? No. C? No. I'd give him a solid B or B-plus. Could he be? Yeah. Does he have the potential and the capability to go out and go 35 of 40 for 300 and some yards and five? Sure. Could he run for? Sure. But what you asked him to do on a short week, short notice, against what people were talking, I don't know much about it, but people were talking about them being a good defense. What he did, great job.
Yeah, I think, what did I give Fields on Monday? The B, B plus?
I think so. I think maybe we all gave him around a B. Yeah.
Maybe a B minus. I don't remember. We were supposed to round up all our predictions and play our over-unders.
I did for the games.
No, you didn't. We're going to do that. Can we do that tomorrow? See who was right and who was wrong on the over-unders and then add up all our predictions. May we do that?
Yes.
Thank you, City Limits. The other thing I saw was Rich Eisen saying, man, and I really respect him. I think he has a great show. Do you listen to his stuff? I listen to his podcast. I think he's very good.
I do. He does a nice job. I do have the predictions win sheet up from last week if you want them.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
And he said, man, I didn't have this as playing out this way in Pittsburgh. But he said, disagreeing with Cabali, although he didn't mention Cabali, that if Justin Fields plays better and better and better, he's just going to keep playing. I'm surprised that Cabali didn't agree. I think people just like to disagree with me. That's the conclusion I've come to. Go back to the beginning of the PM show yesterday before these guys get in here, where Andrew said, you know, Starkey said it was a quarterback controversy. Do you guys agree? And then Donnie Football says, no, it's no controversy. Fields is the guy. So in saying it's no controversy, he then delivers proof positive that it is because he thinks the backup is the starter now. Him and Mulsey just are loath to agree with me. Let's hear that.
Apparently, Starkey was arguing with both fans via the text line and over the phones about whether or not we have a quarterback controversy brewing. Joe said yes. He's telling us when we came in here that most of the listeners are saying no, it's not a quarterback controversy. So who's right? Is Joe right or the listeners right? Donnie, I'll ask you. Do we have a quarterback controversy?
I don't think so. I think it's Justin Fields going forward, really, until he proves that it can't be him.
Wow.
I don't think it's a controversy right now, and I shouldn't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Donnie is right. I think that they're going to roll with Justin Fields for the foreseeable future if he keeps winning them football games.
Man.
Because even though Mike Tomlin is not one to say that he looks at the schedule and looks ahead.
Cut him off. He knows. They just didn't want to agree with me. Do I have that effect on people, Limits, that they're very reluctant to say he was right?
Yeah, I think you kind of do. Honestly, Joe, I think maybe you do.
I don't want to agree with Starkey. I mean,
because Cabali did the same thing today. He disagrees with the notion that I said if Russell Wilson or if Fields plays a great game. And then I love it when people want the parameters of that. Like we don't all know what a great game from a quarterback looks. Okay, 96 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. 201 yards passing and a 31 points for the offense, if you need parameters. And he said no. And I think he said that just to disagree with me. He brought up the question to Tomlin yesterday of, is Russell still your 1A if he's healthy? If he thinks the answer is meaningless, and even if Tomlin basically says anything but yes, it's not meaningful to Cabali, then why ask him the question?
It's meaningful, man. At least it is to me. That Tomlin won't just come out and admit it, because it's not hard. Like, there's no threats being thrown at Tomlin. You have to name
but
a quarterback
story
or whatever.
Here but Cabali and his unwillingness to agree with me. And then you have Rich Eisen, who does agree with me, although not by name, when he said, yeah, I didn't expect this in Pittsburgh. Obviously, there's an injury, but we have Justin Fields playing good. What if he plays good again and again? He said, they're not going to switch it up. Football people know.
Right.
And they know how deeply in love Tomlin was with Fields 3 years ago. Why would that have changed? You think Tomlin cares what he did under Matt Eberflus?
No, not at all.
In Chicago? Mike Tomlin thinks he has an absolute stud of a quarterback here. And who knows? Maybe in a different environment he does. I'm still a Wilson guy. I think Wilson should get his chance, but man, I'm looking at this from Tomlin's point of view, or what I think that is, and it's almost unimaginable if Fields goes out and like rips it up this week, kills it, that he would sit him at 2-0?
That's
forget
the thing.
About that.
I just don't think that Mike Tomlin has such a deep tie to Russell Wilson where he feels like he owes Wilson really anything.
Exactly.
Really anything. And he's going to go with who he thinks the best guy is.
I agree. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado. 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 85 today with sunny skies. Limits, I'll see you. We have an unbelievable show planned for tomorrow. We're right now. I think each of us is going to take an hour after the show and try to get guests on the big breaking story that Pitt, Penn State, and Temple have combined on a contract for office supplies.
Yes.
I'm going to call Staples. You have anybody in mind?
Office Max, Office Depot. They're right on my speed dial, number 4 on the list.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.